Well, you want
ladies,
to,
well, could you let me, no, ladies no, and gentlemen? No, fine. So,
so I come in and we do our little house in the prairie.
Yeah.
No, like Walton's. I go, morning, Jim Bob. And you say, and morning.
I say, and how are you doing? You go, oh, fuck.
So I said to him, day. I'm going for a urination. I'll let you know how it went.
How did it go?
Wonderful.
You were very quick.
Very. It just came out. It just emptied like a bucket.
I don't have that anymore. Well, that's why I'm going to the hospital on the 3rd.
Well, this is the thing.
Yeah.
The other morning I got from a morning piss. I'm not getting up through the night, which is good. I get up, but I have a full bladder by morning.
Okay.
But I do drink through the night.
Okay.
Started to pee, and it came out in four streams.
Mm.
You ever had that?
Mine comes out like a garden sprinkler.
So one went behind me.
Yeah.
Happens. One went into the bath, one all went directions. Straight up. I was catching in there. It was just extraordinary, but high pressure.
Horrible.
Ken, when you put your finger over a can of lager and it's
I don't have the pressure.
Oh, it comes out like a fuck.
No, I don't.
I have a memory.
Yeah.
A strong memory. Hey, do you have a dream of being at school?
I don't remember my dreams.
Never went.
Well, I never went, but I don't remember my dreams.
There was the Green School, which has now become a stage school.
Yes.
But it had a little toilet, a little narrow roof, like a bunker. Mm-hmm. And as children, we would go for a pee, and in lines, you just pee in the roof. A five-year-old can just pee, just go pee, and it just... I have another vision of as kids being in the scheme we grew up in, there was woods next to us, and we'd stand in this bank and just pish to the opposite side of the road. You could just pish for miles.
I don't think I've... You know, I'm starting to think about me going to the hospital with my pee thing as not necessary, because I've never been able to do that.
No.
Never?
Just a small bladder, maybe.
I don't know, I just pee. It doesn't go far.
It makes it out. It gets out the end.
It gets out. But I've got, since hitting 50, I've got to do this thing where I do a double pee.
Oh.
So you go for a pee and you go, that was lovely.
Oh no, there's a bit left.
Wash your
tank.
Hands. Yeah, you wash your hands, go to the door, turn around again, pee again.
We've discussed this.
No, that doesn't work doing the
milk.
The milking thing.
You're milking a goat.
It doesn't work.
It's what Hugh Grant does.
So you've got to do that, right? You get older, you got to do
Laurie.
That. So it comes out, you go, fine. And then you get to the door, you turn around, and you have a full pee again. A pee twice now.
Well, my mum and dad, we always buy them a meal. Because they're retired, they don't want more stuff. They've got all the stuff they're ever going to need. All kinds of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
Please don't.
So anyway, I said, we always get, and every year it's a nice meal. Mm. But they've started to not go for an evening meal, they go for a meal during the day.
Even better.
Because both my mother and father say if they eat it at night, they're just in terrible indigestion. And my mum's woken up a few times, my father choking to death.
Oh.
Because he gets acid reflux. So I laugh at them because they're elderly.
Right, fair enough.
I had a curry the other day and woke up 2 a.m. I thought I was going to die. And I'd regurgitate. It was a bit of the acid reflux had come
God.
Up. And it was so bad that I had to go downstairs and drink a pint of milk. So now I've got to stage, I've got Rennie's by the side of my bed.
You can't, well, you have to eat properly and not late at night.
Well, I finished work at 10, so I'm eating last night. I had
you don't need to eat after your work.
Well, it was only 4 toasties, cheese and ham toasties. So I had the toasties, but then 1:30 in the morning. So I've got Rennie's by the bed. So what I've got is a little silver platter, and I've just artistically arranged Rennie's.
I believe you do as well.
I do as well.
I believe
so
you
do. So I souked on a Rennie 1:30 in the morning, sorted me right out.
Oh my God.
Some people would say, stop eating so late at
night. I would say that.
But what I'm doing
Some people is me.
I'm going the Rennie method.
Prevention's better than cure.
My mother had this dream of me choking to death. When I was 30, and I appeared on the Lorraine Kelly show.
Right.
When we had that torrid affair, Lorraine Kelly, and I torrid.
It was terrible.
The things that woman taught me.
Oh.
Things I've used in this podcast.
Sexual gravy.
Yeah. My brother phoned me and said, I had a terrible dream last night. You choked to death.
Well.
But he phoned me. Me and my mate Fran were in the pub at like 11 in the morning. This is my thing. And I was half stoked already. And then we were on the Lorraine Kelly show.
Mm-hmm.
And then things got a bit hazy. But I didn't choke to death.
Well.
So my brother doesn't have the power of foresight.
It might, well, he doesn't know when.
Doesn't
now
have a
you're telling
either.
Me, well, it's what? It could be now. And you better not die. Just spent a fortune on this place.
Well, for the time being.
For the time being. We'll see if there's any
now,
return on that.
Breaking news.
All right.
We're living in an international
you're
world.
Starting a war.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting a war.
Another war.
My teeth are right into this.
This is a serious war this time.
I'm going to use my skills. I said to some of my people in the building, I might be a cunt. Bam, you're a cunt.
That's fair enough.
So I turned on the telly this morning. A bridge is falling down.
Oh, I saw that. Did you see the video of it?
The bridge hit it and immediately fell down. It just fell down.
People on that.
Seven, thankfully. No, imagine if it had been full traffic.
Oh, God.
It's like the Mothman prophecies.
Yeah, terrible.
But no sooner had that happened, mm-hmm. I was on Twitter.
Oh, no.
And people are like that. That was done on purpose. That was a controlled explosion. That was just like 9/11.
Oh.
And immediately, this is going to blow your mind, they immediately went from that, they connected that to the Russian ISIS attack to Kate Middleton.
They're connected?
They're connected.
Now, I like bullshit. I like the idea that Kate Middleton is now a robot.
We've discussed this. You can't have
Jesus.
It anymore. The lassie did that footage of herself sitting on a bench.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, that's not real. It's deep fake. She's dead. And people believe it.
The purpose, no. If you're going, right, there's something happened, I believe it's fake. For what reason?
What do people stand to gain?
What are you gaining from it?
Nothing.
This is madness.
I don't like the royal family at all. They're not that smart.
No, I don't like them. I've got no interest in them. But I'm not going to.
People say, oh, you don't like the position. I despise the notion of royalty, but I dislike them as people as well.
As people, their eldest son, he's going to become a complete psychopath.
They think he's a charmer. He's an absolute cunt.
He's a psychopath.
Born, it's like the Japanese, when they had their emperor, he thought he was like a godling.
Yeah, and he's...
Always remember this, people. You fuckers who are the big royalists that put all this, the buttons and the mugs and you do the whole thing and the flags and you stand in the middle. The royal family... Any power they've lost, they never freely gave up.
Yeah, yeah.
They would have been godlings. It was kind of taken off them.
Oh, it's just terrible.
The same blood, it's the same lot. It's the same people.
Speaking of important people, my mum was 82 yesterday.
Congratulations.
And I got her, she loves these, is it Port Merion cups and plates and that?
Oh, they're awful.
They're horrible. Just awful. But she loves them.
I can imagine.
So I spent £100.
You're wild. Is that the place?
£20 on six mugs.
Is that where The Prisoner was filmed?
Yeah. And it's all, I'm sure that's it. It's a fake place. So all this, I've spent fucking hundreds on crockery.
That's not Milliput Lane.
I don't know what that is.
Have you seen Milliput Lane?
I don't know.
Milliput Lane is the little, have you never seen Milliput Lane? Milliput Lane is someone you could get into. We should have our own range.
Is this fake place? It might be it.
It's little houses.
Oh, no.
But
no,
you can buy fucking
cities.
Hillsides.
Yeah.
No, cities. They're all little twee little houses.
Twee little places.
There's no black people in Milliput Lane.
I've noticed.
There's no social housing in Milliput Lane.
Yeah. I don't belong there. I don't recognise anything.
I'm on it today. Mm-hmm. The original roadhouse, Keith David's in it. And he had a big
cut it out.
Fascinating.
So anyway.
Port Merion, can you give us a, what does it look like? What's the design?
It's a mug, but it's got flowers and it's it's horrible. She loves them.
Have you ever seen, was it the 70s and 80s, there was a kitchen range and it was like wheat. It was like a design of not a faggot of wheat. What do you call it? A corsage? A thing, and you could get plates, cups, toasters.
Everything with it. This is the same thing.
Okay.
It's horrible. But she loves it.
But if she's moving, the last thing she needs is more toot.
No, all her toot's going out, and this is the only
toot
she's got. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So I've had it all planned. She loves this stuff, so she's got it all, and I got the final set of mugs for £100 for six mugs. So anyway.
Are they still making this?
You can get it. Okay. If you break one, you can buy singles and everything. You know what I mean?
Wonderful.
And I'm like, please don't break them. They're so expensive. So I give her them. She goes, they're lovely. Then I give her another present. I got her a chocolate and caramel birthday cake.
Oh, wonderful.
She was so happy. All she talked about was this fucking cake. I spent over £100 on fucking mugs. And all she talked about was this fucking Tesco's cake.
Priorities.
But the cake is so calorific.
Like a giant walloper.
Just normal.
Normal.
It says serve 16.
Fuck. She ate it herself.
She had a quarter last night.
She cut
a quarter.
Did she?
She just cut it and just fucking ate it.
That'll be lingering with her for a long time.
But no one else. I don't eat cake like that.
No,
my
you
girlfriend,
don't.
She no. doesn't. No, she doesn't eat any else. Wheat. So she goes, I'll just eat that. I says, but make it last a few days. It serves 16.
I saw on the Twitter the other day that we are all 3D printers. Because when you do a shit, you're like 3D printing.
Anyway, I couldn't give her, now this is true, I couldn't give her present till later in the day because she was at her kickboxing.
Oh, wow.
She's 82 and she was at kickboxing.
Yeah, oh God. I noticed she had a broken nose and a few teeth missing.
I don't think they spar, they just do the movements.
I would hope so. The Kate Ross, his mother, the mm-hmm. wonderful Maureen,
okay.
she has become obsessed, not a sex thing, cauliflower cheese. That's all she speaks about. And she was obsessed with serving up cauliflower cheese at Christmas.
Right.
And it's all she goes on about. And she's having it 5-6 times a week. That's a compulsion, isn't it?
There's an issue.
Because we knew a person who
did
was here.
Did she bump her head or something?
No, I don't. She gave birth to Ross. That would scare you.
That'll do enough.
When they turned that thing round in the swaddling. Can you imagine?
Hey, listen.
Can prune face in the Star Wars universe?
Like yes. That. My mum went through this. I was the heaviest baby in the whole of the UK.
You've actually lost weight since.
Yeah. I was the heaviest
Benjamin
baby.
Button. So there was a bridge came down, mm-hmm. which is awful, but people
it's
are
terrible.
Already controlled detonation.
Oh, nonsense.
Oh, what? They did that on purpose. No, they didn't.
Think of the people, families and everything.
Giant,
what tragedy.
It's quite simple. It's a giant fucking ship.
Mm-hmm.
Fully loaded. The mass of this thing is unbelievable.
Tens of thousands of tons.
I think they had an issue with it and it went out of control.
Just bumped
that up. Hits an object. But you wouldn't expect it to come down. The whole lot came down.
But those kind of bridges, that's the way they're designed.
Because
I
they're
think
all quite...
They're road bridge.
They're like a footballer's leg.
Yeah.
When they injure
you
themselves,
hit the, knee.
The whole lot, yeah.
But the Tay Road Bridge was designed where
sectional.
All the pillars... Yeah.
Okay.
You could knock down, it won't pull the rest down. Because I think they were worried, because we have a history of bridges falling down.
Terrible drivers.
They didn't want that to continue. Mm. So it's built a very different way.
And then the other bit of news, a giant gorilla was nicked out of a garden centre. It's been missing for a year, and it showed up in Fife in some lay-by. But it's a fucking 10 feet tall gorilla.
How do people... There's, you know what? No, I've just said that, but... A few years ago, if I had a van, I'd be motivated to do that.
Would you want to... Imagine we just had a... We'd to cut a bit out of the roof.
Just put his head through it.
Oh, wonderful.
That's the sort of thing
but
I would
the gorilla
do.
Had this, like, thousand-yard stare, like it had seen things, done things.
It's been used. Because I always think, when things like that happen, it's...
Gorillas have got very small penises.
Well, don't go near them.
When the first... There was a kind of thing. Mm-hmm. When the first... encountered gorillas, the Western man encountered gorillas, they would immediately shoot them to mm-hmm. take them back. And there's a famous French sculpture and it's this gorilla like dragging a white woman away to rape.
Oh, yeah, you could imagine.
The West's fucking wild. Christianity's really warped our minds. But anyway, when they actually caught an actual gorilla and shot it, tiny little white peckers, it's just not really capable of rape as such. So they had to.
How did you get on this conversation?
Because we're speaking about gorillas, I say.
I suppose there's a link.
So they removed their penises.
Right.
When the stuff.
And replaced them with a huge.
Big wallopers.
Horses one.
Yeah. An elephant's one.
Seen an elephant's one.
It's
got bones in it.
When you see an elephant's penis.
It looks
penis,
around.
It just really makes you question. There's some people.
Makes you question what?
Just. Size issues, but if you had it's Elon Musk, I can imagine Elon Musk going to himself, I'm the wealthiest man in the world.
I'm having
well,
one
he's
of them.
Not, I think he's the third. He's like that. I'm gonna change this little South African chode mm-hmm. to an elephant's penis. In the reality, wouldn't it be so good, would it?
I saw in an interview he was saying he's never had advantages because he's white, he was from apartheid South Africa,
yeah, an emerald apartheid mine.
I think,
he's
an idiot. You would love to say he's just racist, but he's just too thick.
But he's...
He's just a thick fuck.
There should be no billionaires.
No,
I keep saying this.
There shouldn't be.
There's actually...
I agree with that.
The wealthy are getting worried because they say people... We're on a tipping point where folk are going to have enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just get eradicate them all. And I, for one, would be fine with that. He's a disruptive force. He's, and people say, I'm a great disruptor. We can change the status quo. We can do stuff. He's just unpleasant. He's Twitter is terrible.
I think that's one of the worst.
When was the last time you saw anything interesting? All I see now is elephant cocks,
tits,
gorilla things.
I see tits.
Yeah.
The only people following me is check my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It's just bots.
But you don't, you'd see good stuff, but that's all gone. It's a useless. It's
useless now.
Terrible
it's
business.
Absolutely
man.
Terrible.
And he's put this thing into the guy's brain who's paralyzed, who can play chess and shit now. But
I'm
you're
not
like,
convinced.
I don't know. Do you believe that?
I'm not convinced by the whole thing.
Neither am I.
He killed 300 monkeys and then put it in a guy's head, and he's like, fine. I'm like, I'm not buying into it. I'm not buying into the whole thing.
You know, so when I was
maybe
drinking,
take a breath there, and that's
remember
why.
Remember when I was drinking, I was just maintaining eye contact.
I did notice that.
I saw a lassie.
That's what made me nervous.
Here's me criticising Twitter.
Yeah.
But I saw one, it was a lassie. I think she was at a meal with her in-laws. First time she'd met her.
Okay.
And she just went down, it was a pint. She just put her whole mouth over the pint, tipped her head back and drank it in one big gulp.
Well, is that impressive?
Well, I think so.
Speaking of pints.
Uh-huh.
I saw, there's a guy from Montrose,
and he does
a travel show.
He's awful.
He's awful. I just saw him for the first time.
With a Polish
wife.
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Now, is it his wife?
Or girlfriend,
she,
or whatever.
She seems charming.
She seems nice.
But she doesn't know better.
I know. But I discovered it last night for the first time. I've never heard of him.
Yeah.
And the only reason it came up, it was recommended because he'd done a pub crawl in Dundee.
Yeah, but he's terrible at it.
But did you notice there was like three people in each pub?
Yeah, terrible.
It was just, Dundee looked the most depressing.
He did one in Edinburgh, but they never really drank.
Are you meant to drink a lot?
Yes.
I thought he drank a lot. They had a half pint in every pub.
No, that's pathetic.
If I had a half pint now, I couldn't walk.
I would pay to see us in Dundee, you can imagine. We'd just go to all the pubs and have a pint.
Well, right.
But you need kind of pint. And I love pubs. I love pub culture.
Well, I don't. I don't like
no.
it. I don't. I
and
don't,
it doesn't.
And what happened?
Yeah.
I watched this, and they went into the pubs on the Perth Road. They went
right.
to the Phoenix. I've never
never been in.
Susan goes on about the Phoenix.
Phoenix is lovely.
And I just looked at it and thought everything about this.
The Phoenix
I
must
hate.
The Phoenix should have been busy. It's always
there
busy.
There was no one in.
Well, he's went at the weirdest time.
Honestly, I hated the decor, the bottles of drink.
You don't like that.
The chairs. The artwork, I hate it so much. I was getting angry watching
You'd like
it.
To drink and can I?
No, I don't drink. I don't want to go anywhere.
You know how the Finns, they control their alcohol. It's like government off license.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what you want.
Yes. But stricter.
There's a place in the Perth Road, the bottom, across from the Phoenix. Yeah. And it's bottom of the Queen's Hotel. And
right,
it's
okay.
a beer. Now, we've discussed this. It's a beer supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've always said, and it's one thing I've ever agreed with you, that for pubs to survive in the future, the scraggy old guys smoking have gone.
It has to be
done.
Specialist.
It's got to be more of the coffee model.
Yes.
And this is the coffee model.
Right.
So you can go in, and there's a mezzanine upstairs. It's all beautifully done. The toilets are exquisite. Important to a man of my age.
Okay.
And you buy your beer, the shelving, and it's cans, because that's the people who know the best way to drink beer is out of a can.
Yeah, and you don't have, it's a different license,
yeah.
isn't it?
So it's all lined with lovely beers. They're from everywhere. There's beer from my hometown. There's beer, primarily, there's a Scottish section, there's European, there's everything. Every kind of beer you'd imagine. You buy, and then you go up and you sit, and there's a lovely bit, hipstery music playing, lovely streamlined setup. There's games if you want to play.
Oh, that's the old hairdressers?
Yes.
That was my cousin's hairdresser.
No, the hairdresser's still there.
No.
It's tabloids.
The tabloids. Hairdressers, well, it used to be hers.
Okay.
And obviously someone's taken over, but she had the upstairs and everything in there.
It's tabloids.
I don't know.
No, tabloids. The hairdresser's still there, I think.
No, she shut it.
No, but somebody else has got a hairdresser there, I think.
And the big bit.
On the cutting end. This is the
sure.
next bit.
I'm
we're
not sure.
There
not
used
sure.
to be tabloids. The guy got stabbed and his wife didn't even close the shop. They're still doing, he was lying there with a knife sticking at him. She's still selling rollies and jazz mags.
Fair enough. No, I don't know.
But it's a place you can sit. There's no bother. It's nice.
Right, okay. But watching this programme.
But he's boring and awful.
Yeah.
His girlfriend looks
infuriated.
Looks like she knows a few things.
It infuriated me.
They did one where they did the coastal path and
yeah,
just,
that's
on a rainy day.
I was just looking through clips and I just
he
yeah,
went
I don't recommend
he went
this.
To
I didn't like it.
He went to Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. Now, Edinburgh, I love Edinburgh, I always have. Edinburgh is the best like drink. If you go in a pub crawl in Edinburgh, it's fucking great. Go during the day. Really old boozers. You can get into an interesting conversation, continental, cosmopolitan. I love it.
Right.
He went and it just made it so fucking boring.
Boring, yeah. I wasn't
made
impressed
it boring.
But it just, I can't express to you
have
how
seen
much I
Gary
hated.
Eat?
What's that?
Gary's this guy that looks like a Gary. Right. And he's just like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go to the pub. And he goes and he'll get scampi and chips. He goes, oh, try a chip first. Thousands of years, far more successful than us.
Oh, this
the
guy.
The most boring man alive.
This guy that just walked around drinking going, that was nice, eh? He's far more successful than us. His Patreon's 1,500 a month. He's got 127,000 views.
That guy from Montrose is more successful than us.
By miles. By fucking miles.
How's that possible?
Here's what happens.
We're too dangerous. He's no
We're too dangerous.
Right. Yes.
If you swear, you're out.
Budweiser.
You're out. That's a fact.
Budweiser.
Yeah.
People go, Budweiser tastes like shit. It's bland. Yes, bland on purpose.
Oh.
If you have limited flavour, mm-hmm. particularly with Americans, because they've no taste, Chris Shadowins.
Yeah.
You can drink more of it. If you have a really specialist beer that's got a wonderful but very strong flavour, you can't drink much. But Bud, you can just chug.
I did.
So it's
I got
purposefully
given a beer
bland.
When I was there, yeah. And I did taste it and thought that it was very thin. The can's incredibly thin.
Coors Light. Just
I don't
no,
think I had that.
Bud
had
Light, a, Coors yeah. Light, no flavour. We're a specialist beer. Mm-hmm. So we've got a very strong, pronounced flavour. We've got little flavour notes. We're complex. And people, small amounts. Marmite. Small
no,
amount.
I don't know. I just,
no? the, or do you just think
look,
we're shit?
Shit. Everything. Everything was terrible. Watching
his camera's shit.
Everything's shit.
They go out in the rain and stand on a beach, and he's got nothing interesting to
he's
say.
He's got nothing
about
to say. We have nothing interesting to say either, I suppose.
Hold on. We've spoken about bridge collapses,
yeah.
conspiracies,
yeah.
gorilla penises,
of course.
Alcohol.
Yeah. Just the usual.
In the space of how many minutes?
22 minutes.
But he's never spoke about a gorilla penis when he's on Montrose
he's
Beach.
He's very, he plays it very professional. He wants to be a professional.
No, Ken, I know what his problem is.
What?
There's a lot of them want to be on TV. They make a TV show.
Yeah.
It's like, I watch a lot of stuff. I do more research than you would think. There's a guy called Cy Fiennes, and he's a mudlarker in London.
A what?
Mudlarker.
What's that?
You need a license for it. You can go down to the foreshore and you can find stuff in the mud.
All right.
Coins.
Okay.
Fucking
oh, you've mentioned this
Roman
before.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Now, there's a very simple way of doing this.
Okay.
You have a decent camera.
Okay.
You go down. You have to film the discovery.
Yeah.
You have to film it in the hand. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, you have a roundup. Here's everything I've found, cleaned up. Simple.
Okay.
He wants to make a TV show, so he's got he's got these zappy front titles. That's why people don't like TV, because it's full of fucking opening
filler shit. What you need
a half hour TV program's 10 minutes of content.
It's a revolution in TV.
Yeah.
Us.
I don't think TV's for us.
No? Why not?
I just don't think it is, because you can't go onto TV without playing a certain game.
I'm not
dead
putting
inside
anything
you,
in my mouth.
No, but you would.
Oh.
I just don't TV's not.
Well, the thing is, I've always been against the BBC, as you know.
Mm-hmm. But
I'm not willing to
we're not even
put things
five.
In my mouth.
No, even.
But if they came to us with like 500 quid or something, well,
I think
chapstick on.
The most we could do,
mm-hmm.
picture the scene, Country File.
Right. I don't like the name with anything with file on it.
It's okay, bear with me. Listen, they're going about that guy with the ginger hair that owns a farm.
I don't know who that is.
Something Henson. Is it Henson?
Don't know. Never.
Not the Muppet guy. Some other guy. Anyway, but he wanted to be on TV. This fucker. So he's a farmer.
Okay.
But his dad had speciality breeds. The sheep that looks unusual for fucking films. He was a Hollywood
sheep
breeder.
Yeah, got you.
He did it. He sent, I think, the BBC, like him and a tussock going on about shit. Imagine he's going about his farm and he does a bit about the orgasm of a pig. Because a pig orgasms for 17
3 days
hours
or something, yeah.
Walks into the pigsty and it's you and I just milking off a big fucking boar. You're at the front tickling its lugs. I'm at the back because it's got a curdled penis.
You're at the back. I mean, I could tickle lugs, but I'm not doing anything else.
Tickle lug. The problem is,
what?
I'm at the business end. Yeah. The ejaculate.
No, no, you have some sort of bucket shield. Barrier. Yeah.
Have you seen a pig board?
What's that?
God, you're not very agricultural, are you?
No.
You're an urban.
Yes.
When dealing with pigs,
yeah,
you get a pig board. It's a big bit of wood with a handle on it, and it's to keep you from the pig because they'll fucking tear the skin off your legs.
I've seen the when they're collecting horse semen, they had them hanging up at the stables, and it's a big sort of condom bucket.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
You have to keep it like at the right temperature.
And they've got to keep it in it, and they're holding
it. They did with Jeremy Beadle. Ugh. Cooled it.
Yeah, because he couldn't wank.
No, his balls overheated.
Oh, I thought it was his wanking hand. No, before the job.
He was struggling to have children. The doctor said only one hand was small.
But so I thought it was two hands.
No, one hand.
He couldn't wank.
The one you held the cigar with was a small hand.
Tiny wee cigar.
But big cigar. The doctor said to him, dip your bollocks. Even though we've discussed this at length.
I can't remember.
He dipped his balls in cold water prior to coitus with Mrs. Beadle. And then he was just knocking it out of the park.
But hold on. Right.
Because you know,
at this age,
you know your
erection's hard enough.
Can how they go up and down.
Yeah.
It's not for the good of it.
Well, mine's do them independently.
Well, of course they do.
Yeah.
But this is, it's temperature. Hmm. The most sensitive temperature reading device in the known universe is the man's bollocks.
But wait, at this age, it's difficult to get an erection at all.
Right, you go.
Right? Once it's up, it's fine. But I get distracted. See, it's not like a physical thing. I get so distracted.
Yeah, you're thinking about.
So I'm going, right, I'm feeling all horny, a pigeon. And then you're going, I'm feeling, what's on telly?
That's how a fetish develops.
But I just look around the room and I get distracted.
If you was thinking about that pigeon, you fancy pigeons.
I don't think
next
that's
time you
the
see
way
a pigeon, that's how it works. I studied it.
Because there was a pigeon incident. Did they tell you the pigeon incident?
I think there's more pigeons in Dundee than before. They took off.
There's no seagulls.
They took off for this roof.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the building lifted a few feet.
I could believe it. But there's no seagulls now, I noticed. There's hardly any.
No,
there used to be millions.
I think the bird flu killed a lot of them.
Yeah, there's just no seagulls.
They'll come back.
So, I'm having sexy time with a lady.
Okay.
And let's put it this way, she's facing away from me.
Best for her.
So I'm looking out the window because you get distracted.
Mm.
And this pigeon was flying towards the window, but it wasn't looking. And I went, no, no, no. And at the last second, it saw it and it backpedaled in the air and flew away. And I was so full of wanting to tell this lady about the pigeon, I couldn't concentrate. It just took me out of the moment. I was so excited. There was this almost crashed.
You can't even keep it together for 3.5 minutes.
No, I'm not doing it twice. I get very distracted during the sexy time.
I can imagine.
So that's why now, right?
Well, here you go.
Set your phone up, right?
Uh-huh.
Just a distance, not to cause offence.
Matt
Locker.
You can
watch it. You can watch. You know,
Matt Locker.
Yeah. I've always
been on Netflix. What? Monk's on Netflix now.
Oh, I've never seen
Tony.
That.
Never seen Tony Shalhoub's Master.
I like him, but I don't.
And his
I've
boss is
that.
Buffalo Bill.
But isn't he like autistic in it?
Oh, clearly.
Yeah.
No, he's got OCD.
Is that what it
he's
is?
He's a clean freak. Yeah. But Tony Shalhoub's wonderful. What an engaging actor.
I always
mix him up with Richard Picardo.
They're nothing alike.
They look similar.
Richard. Picardo done his best ever work in as the cowboy in Inner Space.
Yeah, he is good.
He's wonderful in
that. Wonderful comical face.
He's great, a comical face. That's what I like to think you have.
Ladies
and gentlemen, welcome to Folk in Scotland.
We're
29 minutes in. So,
God, we've run a gamut this morning, haven't we?
Let's,
my blood's up today because I'm a bit. We're
we'll
about
get
to man
the war.
We won't go into
details, but we'll talk about a war.
We'll have to discuss it in an abstract fashion.
Absolutely. Neil H.
Okay.
Not so much of a text here, but are we still... excuse me.
Oh, come on.
But are we still ignoring Goran's pleas to spot the odd thing out?
No, it's continuing.
They can't see it. But it's not detailed enough.
I don't care.
I'm not shooting in 4K.
I don't care.
I done it in 4K, nobody cares.
No, we're better than that kind of more.
P.S. If you ask who I am again, it's Neil H.
Uh-huh.
tell him I'm the one who told him what a dent ball is and I want a commission. See,
that money
Neil
spent.
H is, he's made a mistake. He's talked money. And with you, if you talk money, you're out.
He told me what a dent ball was. Those dent balls are long gone. I'd like to think that they've knocked out a lot of dents.
Is that what it's actually for?
Yeah, putting a dent. It's tiny.
Putting a dent in or out.
Taking dents out of brass instruments.
Oh, that's quite cool.
It's wonderful, yeah. Made good money in them. Cost me 10 pence.
You get a lot of things for 10 pence. Yeah. And next to nothing and sell them for like 200
Rolex
quid.
Watch for, what was I got for fucking 2 quid or something?
Paul Rini.
Okay.
While enjoying this.
Rennie or Rini? I had a Rennie last night.
I'm going to say Rini.
Oh, I had a Rennie last night for the indigestion.
Oh, God, the world's just come together. What it's are you talking about? While enjoying this week's Pop Bitch email.
Oh, yeah. Is that still going?
What's Pop Bitch email? What the fuck's that?
I thought you'd have been all over that.
What is this?
It's gossip. Celebrity gossip.
How do you know that? How does he
know
this?
It's been on the go for years.
I've never heard of it.
It often likes to, it likes to talk about things in the abstract. So it will say. No, it's like, it'll be going on about Harvey Weinstein, but when I mention him, because I'll be scared to get, it'll say a Hollywood super producer likes to masturbate
the
pop
flats. I've learned.
But they're bang on.
You and Paul are a couple of women.
No, but the trading gossip of unpleasant fuckers. Like
right.
People being really...
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, really unpleasant. Okay. Olivia Nunn being a bastard, that kind of stuff.
Oh, she's apparently a right
shit.
I read this piece and immediately knew that the only people who could give us this balanced debate on the subject needs is yourself. Right, okay.
Right, okay.
Which of the OG gladiators was giving demonstrations of an impressive muscle control way back in school, bringing much joy to classmates with her ability and to fanny fart on command? Have a good one, motherfuckers for life.
She went to school and queefed.
Lightning, 100%.
Nightshade.
Ooh, could be.
No, she wasn't the original. She was brought in.
Oh, it's lightning. I'm telling you, it's lightning.
Lightning's her with
she
the broad
has a queefing
shoulders.
Face. Yeah.
And the kind of kuzlik.
And I saw a picture of her recently. She looks like peeled chicken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's just so strong.
She went to school to fart for the...
Wait. Which gladiator went to school? I don't think a lot of them lasted.
Hold on. No, she wasn't... hold on. While she was at school, she farted.
Oh, no, she didn't go in front of kids. Oh, we're not making that accusation. She didn't go back to school, go, right, kids.
I was at school with a guy that could fart the Blue Peter theme tune. The full thing.
How middle class farting? I don't like that.
Full thing.
Oh no!
I don't know.
It's lightning.
I think it's jet.
You watch your fucking mouth.
I think it's jet. She wouldn't be farting with that bad back of hers.
Oh, twinge. Oh, fuck. Wait, listen. I'll just That's do one more at a party. No, I think it's lightning. Lightning's got that sort of energy.
What about Eunice Huthard?
I don't think she I think it'd be fart. So tight. Nothing comes out.
No, nothing comes out.
Like that.
Give me you run your thumb down a balloon. That noise.
That noise. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Is this from personal? Did he go to school with a gladiator?
He knows. Well, it's from Pop Bitch. He just talked about. That's what it's. You were saying, they've got it on really egregious people. There's some real interesting stuff. Which gladiator fanny farted?
Well, nobody's going to sue them, are they? Nobody's going to go, fuck, really? It's me!
Why would I... But I've got... Why would you read that? Why does he read it?
Well, what... Because I've heard... Paul. On Pop Bitch, I read that Hugh Fearnley-Whittingstall likes to... When he's on a night out with a lady, when they fall asleep, he masturbates on their hair. The guy from...
What is happening?
The guy from Gosford Park. What's that double dunter guy? Bonneville.
Right,
he's got like a series of those legal things, kind of
slap.
Yes,
yeah, super injunctions. Yeah,
because he visited the sex workers and gets them a pish in his face. But he's doing a PR thing just now. He's left his wife and he's got a new bird and it's all this. But he's a shady bastard, Bonneville.
What?
So this is what it trades in. Speculation. Like,
but you said, you know, it's like Weinstein. You took it up, man. You'll get information.
But maybe
you won't get
anywhere
else.
Maybe they've been declawed.
Yeah, they're talking about gladiators that went to school fanny farting.
Yeah, fine.
Morning, guys.
I pissed myself at school. Somebody's maybe come forward and...
Did you? Did you go through your one of those kids?
I just pissed myself.
Yeah, just lazy.
No, no, not laziness. I was too keen in the class and just lost control. Talking about the cosmos.
After I remember there was a kid.
Just the daunting nature of space.
He ended up in prison. But anyway, he shot himself in the classroom.
Oh, God.
And the teacher went, now, nothing happened. The smell of shite was, you could feel it on
your
skin.
I'll give you a worse one.
Yeah.
So in the school I went to, which is now a stage school.
It always was.
So I'm a little kid and I come in, I must have been like 6 or 7, came into the school. And if you were to visit it now, it'd just be tiny. At the time, it seemed big. You know what I mean? Come in, and there's an overpowering smell of shite.
Oh.
Everywhere. So I, like, go to the toilet, and, oh, my God, this shitey footprints leading to and from the toilet, going to the toilet, the shite up the walls. It's like fucking Dirty Protest, like Bobby Sands. It's like, you've never seen anything like it. There's, like, and someone's taken a dump in the urinal and clearly slipped in it. And it's a big human smear.
Oh,
it's
like it seems like a tragedy.
It was a kid, and there's a kid there covered in his own shite, and
his face.
That was his first day at school. Poor wee guy had been nervous
and shot himself.
Somebody'd been in the toilet. He'd been busting for a shit. He'd tried his shit in the urinal, fell in it, never came back to school because he'd been seen by the kids. So they thought that will damage.
Just
now,
move
this,
him schools.
This is like 1982.
I do remember. When kids would shit themselves, they would move schools.
Well, yeah.
They just moved them.
That showed a certain level of empathy you didn't expect in 1982.
Yeah, that's
true. The teachers just thought, he's never going to get out from under this. We need to give him a new thing. And it's true. Like a lassie I was at school with, we had a class gerbil called Georgie the Gerbil. And it was basically designed... Because if there was some of the kids didn't have any pets, nothing.
Okay, yeah.
And they would get, at the weekends, they would look after Georgie the gerbil. It was at one lassie's house and her cat ate it.
Oh, God.
And she had a nervous breakdown.
Oh, Jesus.
And they convinced the class to draw her, well, little kids, draw her get well soon cards. And one of the guys in my class drew a picture of a cat eating a gerbil.
Oh, wonder kids are wee bastards.
She's never got out for under that. That
no,
was
that'll be her whole life.
Yeah,
her whole life.
Can it just?
We had incidents at school. I remember I was running. I think it would be second year.
Right.
I was running for the bus, and I'd wear stay press.
Yeah, and you fell.
No, they fell to my ankles. Right. But no one saw.
Oh, nobody
but
saw.
But you know what they did see?
Yeah.
When I pulled them back up, the sparks hit in my hands.
Oh, Jesus.
Because they were 100% nylon trousers. And when you ran, you'd hear the crackling. And if you touched them, you'd get quite a jolt.
We were at the school doing something one time. And a laddie I was at school with, he's a cunt because I bumped into him in Edinburgh many years ago. And I had a British Home Stores bag. I'd bought a jacket, a parka jacket. And I'd not seen him for years. The first thing he says, are you shopping British Home Stores? I thought, you fucking cunt. So I'm going to tell this story. So we're all getting changed after an event. It was like a running thing or something. And his brother, the little cunt. Now, we'd been changed, so we're fully clothed. His brother came up behind him and pulled his breeks down.
Oh.
And his cock was out in front of everybody.
How wonderful.
Just a nasty thing.
I had a kid. I was never bullied at school.
No.
There were some nasty shits. But they never. I was never bullied.
You were never there.
And I was never there.
Hard to bully. And, like, you're the bit when the road runner moves.
Yeah.
You're that.
Well, that part of me was bullied.
Okay.
And I met this kid. Now, when I left school, I don't think it was even 5'4". It was 5'3".
Yeah.
And I went up to 6'3" in just a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I saw this guy, and he was talking to me, and he goes, so you're still poor?
Oh.
And in the middle of Dundee City Centre on a Saturday afternoon, I fucking decked him.
Yeah, I can't.
And the funny thing is, it's not like I'm violent. I realised I hit him by the time I hit him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My arm just done its own
thing. Rightly so.
But it wasn't like a movie punch. Haymaker. It just went smack in the face.
There's
he was like this big.
A memory I have, because we grew up in the Council Estate, and there's nothing fucking wrong with that. I loved it at all. Loved it. We used to have assembly.
Right.
Okay. And there was a guy, this is ridiculous, a guy whose father owned a shoe shop. So he thought he was nouveau riche.
Okay.
Him and this other cunt, in the morning, they'd been criticising me because I grew up in a council estate.
You're right, okay.
And then in the assembly, you had your hymn book, and the cunt was there, and he didn't have, and I'm not fucking sharing this with you, you cunt. And this bitch of a music teacher had spotted this going on, and I was pulled up about it. And my pride said, I wouldn't say anything. Mm-hmm. And that rage is still there. If I saw that cunt, I think I'd murder him. Even 40 years later.
Yeah. No, I feel like that.
You don't do that to people.
But the thing is, you've got to remember, you were little kids.
Oh,
it's very difficult just to keep anger.
Yeah.
No, if someone does something now, like that guy, I think I was about 22 or something. I saw him in the town. Because I wouldn't speak to him, but he started speaking to me.
Oh, yeah, just fun.
So you're still poor, ha ha.
People I despised at school over the years have tried to add me on Facebook. And they're like, they hated me, I hated them. What are you playing at? Weird.
When my dad got ill, I moved back to the family home.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And to care for him and all this sort of thing. And during that period, there were school reunions. Everyone was invited.
Even you.
I didn't get invited.
No.
I'm in the same fucking house.
Oh,
I was back in that house. It's easy to find me.
Yeah.
Never got invited.
But to be fair, you didn't go to school much.
I was still on the register.
Okay. Mm.
And when they had their school fucking photo, everyone's in their uniform, and they told me it was on a different day, so I turned up. But apparently, I had my green Mohican at the time, and I used to wear a kaftan, and they didn't want me in the picture because I'd ruin it.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck them.
I bet you thought you were like the kid out of Terminator 2, when you're more like...
What, the furlong one or his mate?
Because
he's mate.
Saved the world, man.
Saved the world. His mate is the most important human in history.
Yeah, he is. What happened to him?
Because he lied to the police.
He lied to pig, man.
Yeah.
Fuck the him. Bobo.
Fuck him.
I was walking down. I'd forgotten milk.
Oh.
No milk in the house. I had to go down to the booze to get some milk coming down the street. And this wee hot hatch came flying up the road.
Okay.
And their windy came down and they threw juice at me.
What?
They just squirted me with juice. But they were going so fast, it was just a spritz. Fucking furious. I would have just obliterated.
The only thing I've ever done like that, me and my mate used to drive up to Lunan Bay surfing all the time. And during the summer, there was these kids in this house and had water pistols and they'd shoot at the cars. So we spent a small fortune on super soakers to do drive-bys.
Fuck them up.
It was great. They were having a great time. So we drove around about 10 times shooting at them.
Being a student in Glasgow, we were coming down Great Western Road and a van won't, there was like three of us. We had looked ridiculous, I'd imagine. Long hair. Maybe I'd a big camel coat or something like that. And their windy was down and they threw a full bucket full of wet sponges at us.
Oh, how awful.
Just out of sheer fucking nastiness.
Just nastiness.
I never got hit, but the other two got soaked.
My mate
skin.
Was never a cool guy.
No.
He was a
What is cool?
Well, not him.
He's cool now. Nerds are cool, man.
He wasn't a nerd.
No,
he was
not.
Just a dick.
Aye, oh.
But I saw him do something, and I consider it one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Okay.
We're in his house here in Dundee. He doesn't live here anymore. We're here in Dundee. And there was a guy outside, drunk. Hey, fucking cunts. He was saying racist shit and that. And my mate kept talking to me, opened his window. He went in the kitchen, opened the window, took an egg, put his arm out, dropped it.
Fuck.
Without even looking, you had a smash. This scream. The guy thought he got shot.
Yeah, okay.
I've been shot. He ended up phoning an ambulance because he said my brains have been blown out.
Man.
It was an unusual, but he just put his hand out, dropped the egg, and I hit him perfectly.
Oh, beautiful.
It was a beautiful moment.
I lived on Seafield Road off the Perth Road.
Mm-hmm.
And the students used to walk down that road at all hours making a fucking
noise.
And I thought, fuck this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was working, maybe, where had I been working at the time? Doesn't matter. I was a working man.
Yes.
I thought, fuck this. So I started just throwing, got water balloons. Wait a minute.
You were like me going to school. You went to work.
Yeah. I was throwing water, got loads of water balloons, and I just made that like Devil Alley.
Oh, it's great.
And I was soaking them endlessly. And my mate, Kate Ross, was round, and we had like a terrible takeaway food, and there was this horrible spring roll, and I threw a spring roll out and hit a guy in the head. And then I soaked this woman. All I remember hearing was, "I'm no joking, I'm pure soaking." But they actually stopped going down my street.
Yeah.
And the thing was, because of the angle, they'd get splashed with the water and they didn't know where they'd come from. And they'd come barreling up my stairwell. Who the fuck did that? Couldn't tell where it was coming from. I did it for weeks.
Where I live, people would.
You get charged for that now.
Okay. Yeah. They'd take a shit in the butt and they'd be shiting. It was horrible, right? But I discovered a very simple old thing. When you were a kid, your mates would play a trick on you. And you know when you get the shutters, you pull down in front of the shop and there's a little slot for... They'd go, have you seen the guard dogs in there? They're running around. You go, no, and you look in and they hit it and go, row, 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 and you fall over backwards. It's an old trick and it works every time. I just employed that. I'd walk down. I went, there's someone in the path. Get the fucking dog. Run at the gate and just go, row, 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 row. I saw a girl fall backwards into her own shite.
Oh, no.
And she got up and she burst into tears.
Well, I lived in Conchi and the students, and there was a, down at the bottom of the stair, there was a back entrance into the garden. Nobody used it. But junkies used to go in there and shoot up. So I just used to pour buckets of water on them. Kettles full of boiling water at one time.
Oh, God, yeah. That'll
and
move
it shifted them.
It moves
it
them.
Did shift them.
I also, for a short period, had a hose.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be very light rain.
Oh, you missed.
And I would
just
go, it's raining. And they'll run away. And they got out. This is the majority. This is the saddest thing. They'd get soaked, pissing or shitting in the path. They'd run out and go, oh, it's off. Oh.
Come back.
And they would
off.
Never understand.
No, they just
got soaked and no one ever
I have
went,
seen.
There's a hose.
I have seen systems. You ever walked from dry to wet?
I've watched.
You just step.
I've watched rain on the stairs outside my house on the middle landing, but not further up.
Yeah, it's wild.
It was wild. Yeah. Morning, guys. This is Retro
I love
Box
it when
room.
You get rain on the car and it's got the dust, the Sahara dust in it.
Oh, I like that.
Isn't that nice?
Do you remember when it was? I was working at a car rental firm, and it was the volcano in Iceland.
Yeah,
and everything was grey, and you couldn't wash anything.
Jeez,
you had to be
gritty,
careful,
gritty.
And it would just take the paint off. So you're hosing it, but dead light, you know, it was causing disaster. Retro Box Room, morning, guys. After we saw how Goran sliced up a watermelon, still angry about it.
He is.
No, I am angry about it. When is Goran installing a mini kitchen? Don't even fucking... The first thing you said, you wanted a fridge for
this
place.
I want a fridge. It's not happened. I have a juicer, which I'm wanting to employ.
We're not bringing that in here.
Bring in the juicer.
No.
Let's do a straw poll. Who wants me to have a juicer? I could
get... Those fucking idiots will just agree with you to annoy me.
Can we, we've got space for here.
What?
A Foreman grill. George Foreman grill.
No.
Just here.
No.
Wonderful. I'll eat anything for
content. The sort of thing that you see in a camper van, a little hob, a small chopping board that all transforms into a puddle of a sink.
Yes.
So we can finally see his cooking skills. Now, here's the thing.
I could have a commode in this seat as well.
Goran, I know.
The circle of life.
Goran has been telling me since I met him, oh, I eat well, I eat well. Then I saw you eat. And when...
No, but that was a working man food.
Yeah, you were two curry pies. And that was to get you ready for lunch.
That was my working
man. That wasn't your lunch.
That was working man food. We're working. Calories,
that was your
man.
Starter.
You know what I've got for my lunch today?
What?
Steak and haggis bridie. Curry bridie.
Two bridies?
Two bridies. Full size.
Do you know what I have for my lunch?
Fuck knows.
Another
a handful of nuts. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'll just drink. I got to lose weight. I've put weight on.
I can tell.
Yeah. Dansk 404. Morning, both. Assuming that today's topic will either be eggs or related to eggs, I'm going to go on a tangent. These are drug addicts that contact us. You both seem to be reasonably practical, and I recently feel like for everyone, for every one improvement I do in the house, another five things need repair and replacing paint.
No,
that's the way it
that's
goes.
That's what happens.
Are you fastidious keepers of your own domain, or do you have you reached a point where you live like a Cadiz fly?
Cadiz fly. Can you you make a... You create a like a it's like a silk.
All right.
And you make a cocoon and then you stick stones onto it.
With all your belongings
if
clustered
you look
around
up,
you.
An artist took caddisfly and put them in an enclosure where there's precious like jewels. And they made themselves little things out of gold and diamonds and rubies and shit. Look it up.
Well, I'm going to say all the best for Egg Day. Thank you, Dansk 404. Here's the thing. In studios here, they're working studios. You got a working studio, I got a working studio. But they're both spotless, I've noticed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine's is chaos and then you have to clean it. But mine's is really clean and this is really clean as well.
I empty my bin as well, yeah.
Well, it's the same as my house.
You know someone who has a teabag mountain.
Yes. There is 5'5" of teabags.
I scared a certain person yesterday because she's next to it. And I says, but he's got a mountain of oily rags. And I says, if the sun shines in there, that'll spontaneously combust.
Why did you do that? She's trying to get a whole fucking system employed and we're all got to pay for it. No, don't do that. Fuck's sake, are you lying?
Says it could just burst into flames.
Why would you say that? You cause enough fucking trouble there. I've got enough hassle down there.
Oh, I should try to put a thing in place.
Yeah.
Did that happen yesterday, did it?
No, that's been going on since.
Oh, well, no, I'm just
you've added to it, but no, that's going to bring it up again. That's anyway. Okay. No,
this is how
clean.
Dirty some fuckers are in this building. I've got a big bin.
Yeah.
Black bags, and like I empty it. And I take it down. We've got a code locked fucking bin downstairs. Wheelie bin. You can get rid of it. They had an arm like a room along from here where you could put your junk, and it was all gonna get skipped. Wasps were gonna get a skip and skip everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what people put in there? Just the rubbish. Their black bags. They couldn't be arsed going down in the lift and putting it in the wheelie bin. They just dropped off bags of their toot, like tea bags, fucking yogurt pots in there. They're lazy, bastards.
Yeah. No, I am so funny about cleaning things. To get a good quality black bag makes my day. And I've discovered beast bags.
It has to be a thick bag. Yeah.
Tesco's.
Right, okay.
Now, they're more expensive. Nothing goes through them.
No.
Oh,
thick.
Yeah.
It's nothing worse than pulling a bag out of a bin and it's torn.
Oh.
Can it goes that way, like those stockings you wear?
Yeah, it's... What?
Yeah.
Anyway. No, so... And my house is the same. I've got stuff.
Yeah.
But it's clean.
I like
and I went to your house,
yeah.
Spotless.
Like a black bag.
But you've got stuff. Spotless house you have.
You need a lot of shit. I like stuff, but it stuff gathers dust.
Well, I'm moving house, so I've had to get rid of a lot because I'm downsizing. And it's... But at the same time, everything I have essentially fits on a desk.
Okay.
I really... The guitars take up a bit of room.
Uh-huh.
I've got a bike, but that goes in a cupboard.
Right.
And I've got a desk with all my stuff on
it. Your protein shakes.
I don't really have much.
Your penis pumps.
I don't. I'm selling my kite. Because I can't do that anymore.
Oh, wonderful.
If anyone wants a 4 meter flexifoil kite, I'm selling one.
You could tie it to your winkle and put it up in the sky.
I could.
Yeah.
But would you want to fly the kite before it goes?
No, thanks. I don't like kites.
It's a powerful kite.
I don't care.
It's like a big parachute.
It bores me. I have no interest.
It lifts you off the ground, though.
No, can't be honest.
I've got video of me at Lunan Bay, the dunes, and gliding all the way to the sand at the bottom.
Oh, wonderful.
It's great.
Sounds awful.
Why does it sound awful? It's
great
fun.
It sounds awful.
I had my mountain board.
Uh-huh.
I give it to Margaret's boys.
Uh-huh.
And the mountain board, you just tear up and down the beach
and
drag along.
Sounds like my idea of absolute hell.
It's so good.
I like sitting on the beach having a can of lager.
No, you don't sit on the beach. You do shit.
No.
You surf, you fly
kites.
I like to
just look out to sea and ponder.
The only thing, no.
Uh-huh.
You go up to Lunan Bay now, that was my main break. And you go up to Lunan Bay now, and you looked out to sea, and it gives you this sense of distance, of wonder of the world. It's just wind farms now.
Uh-huh.
It's just turbines from every... So it makes it feel small.
Okay.
It makes it feel enclosed.
Oh.
And there's so many.
You could maybe take your kite and fly out to them. Hang off them.
But
they have to get send somebody up with a stick to poke
so
your corpse.
What am I selling? I'm selling a kite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I came up yesterday for you. I've got, do you want a climbing rope?
Yeah, well, possibly. How long are we talking?
I think it's 30 metres.
I've been wanting a way of getting out the window and escaping.
That'll do it.
Okay, I'll do
it. And it's a relatively new one. It's good.
That's fine.
And I'm selling the compressor that we had originally for this and the mic preamp, their Behringer ones, selling for 80 quid or something.
Okay.
Got a kite that I'm selling.
Okay, I'll sell.
I've got a camera, my X100 Fuji, which everyone goes mad for, and I've got one, so I'm selling it.
Selling that.
Because I've got too many cameras.
You have.
So yeah, I'm just clearing things out.
Yeah,
I've thrown a lot out.
Decluttering. Have you seen my pop on the wall?
What the fuck is this? Right. What's that?
Pelt.
Pelt.
From the last wild haggis.
Who died in captivity in Camperdown Zoo 2024. This is how you spend your time.
I did that
yesterday. You told me, I've got to go, I'm busy. And you've made haggis pelt. In hell. This is why you said you had to go. I'm really busy, I've got to go.
I had other things to do.
Okay.
Had other things.
Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Goran mentioned tonics recently. I fucking love
a tonics.
Yeah. What is his favourite? And Derek, my wallet's on its last leg. Do you make simple wallets since you are so talented? I don't make thin leather. Leather I make's really thick leather. Yeah. I don't make thin things like that. So sorry.
Don't get a hipster wallet. This is my wallet, which I've had for ages. It's made out of the skin of Ouijas. It's a Chinese wallet from China, and it's got Mao on it a little.
You've actually got Mao on it?
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
That's now, if you leather from China, do you know what that leather's likely is? It's cat.
But look at that. Oh, God,
carry cash.
Yeah, I've got cash. Look. See the puckers, look.
Oh my, what is this?
What is that texture? Look at it.
See.
My cards are falling out.
Oh my God, hold on. We'll leave them in. We'll leave them in. Hold on. This leather is...
Cat. You think so?
Possibly. A lot of it is cat.
That is a texture of skin.
Yes. I don't know.
See that? That's pores or hair, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Look, it's pumps.
Okay. You get cat if you get soft gloves.
Cat. Cat skin. Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. You still get that quite a lot.
Okay.
You got to watch what you buy. So that was not.
Don't get a hipster wallet though.
Don't get a hipster wallet.
I like a billfold wallet.
Thank you for saying billfold. The amount of people say bifold sends me mad.
Right.
Sends me mad. It's annoying though because you get a bifold then a trifold. Mm. That annoys me. Mm. It should be a thrifold.
Mm. Yeah, you need a new wallet, mate. It's important. I always carry cash.
I've always liked nylon ones.
Okay, I can see that.
I always like these.
Yeah, you like that. And like these, a girl's purse.
Yes.
Yeah.
And these have got, you can't scan them or anything. And they've got all
when's
that.
When's that going to happen?
Well, it can.
No, it doesn't. I don't know a single person that's happened to.
I'm scared of it.
I'm scared of it. Scanning you.
All these things. I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
We didn't get our show started again. I felt it's a very relaxed show.
It was relaxed.
I feel relaxed because sometimes I've been trying to be relaxed because it's been pointed out to me I've been getting a bit
nervy. Yeah,
nervy.
Your performance.
So did you notice? I've been trying to keep it down today.
I've noticed.
I'm
about to cry havoc and unleash the dogs of war.
There is a war.
4 o'clock today.
4 o'clock today.
The blood
starts.
Is up.
You've been sharpening the guillotine.
Well, some of those ladies are just full of royal jelly. So they will
so
be.
So they'll be ready to fight.
HRT will just fucking hell.
My God. HRT in this building. It's like you get rack on the other buildings. HRT patches here.
Bloody hell. Oh
my God, the bins are full of them.
Fucking, it's eroding the concrete and the floors and everything. Just unbelievable.
So, do you have a plan of attack?
It's we've got to be sensible. I think we've got to shame them.
Shame them.
They work for us.
That's true.
They're set up for us.
They work for you. That is absolutely
true. Yeah, and now Dundee has a lot of fucking appalling landlords.
Yeah.
And I'd add these fuckers to it.
I'm going through it right now, thank you.
Yeah, so fuck them.
I'm having to move.
But I'm quite positive. I think there's maybe 70 studios within their empire and say 70 tenants per studio.
Oh,
that's a lot of people who could make a bit of noise.
Yeah.
But sadly, a lot of artists are so, they'll just like let it slide.
You can't.
What's just
happened, without going into details, what's just happened
they've
is
put the rent
unbelievable.
Up appallingly, yeah.
But they haven't just put it up. It's shot up in ways that I don't think is legal.
They can't justify themselves.
I don't think it's legal.
There's a bank of like a solar panels.
Yeah.
That should surely cut down electricity in this building, but no.
Well, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
you've been telling me about the electricity, everything's just shot up and yeah. stuff like that. I just got a new contract with my supplier.
Yeah.
And it's dropped by the biggest drop I've ever had in electricity.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how everyone else is going up.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to
me.
No,
it doesn't.
And I'm actually paying less for my unit electricity now than I was when I moved in here 8 years ago. So how does that work? Yeah, exactly. There's shenanigans afoot.
Shenanigans, but we'll the shock troops. Obviously, I won't get myself. I'll sacrifice other people.
You're pushing other people in
to the front.
You're getting the blood up, and then go. Yeah, go.
Yeah,
and
come
do
on,
it, go
you,
and
you
do it.
It.
And when it happens, you go. Well, that was you go mental. The head. Why did they do that?
You go to the head offices and take a shite in their desks.
No, it's pretty bad what's happened. Yeah, yeah. It's but again, to our patrons, thank you. You've kept us in here.
But I think there is some legal routes. So yeah. I think all is not hopeless.
There is. There has to be. Because what's happened is unbelievable.
But they're one of these things where they've got a couple tenants on some committee.
Yeah.
And people that join committees like that are like those decoy ducks in hunting grounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember I was once me and my mates went to a lodge in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
And we're all fucked up. And in the morning I went for a walk and I went to this hillock. Right. And on top of it is a cage with a crow in it. And that's the crow that draws in the other crows.
And it's
that's what these people that get involved in committees are like.
You got to watch them.
You've really got to watch them.
I think something can definitely be done because I've never heard of an increase like
so.
That anywhere. You have leases.
If everybody just says, oh no, fuck this, what are you going to do? I would go as far as to say we should all like hold this place like a siege.
Oh, you're just dying for a siege because you built this.
I'd love a siege.
You've been on
what we're going to start doing is moving in bottled water. In May, because it might turn off the electricity. Oh, yeah.
Solar panel at the windows. Yeah. You're facing south.
Yeah, could get away with it. Yeah.
Who's going to charge
your phone? I've got weapons in here.
Everyone, you've got too many weapons.
I've got a lot of clubs.
And by the way, people who have visited here will know that there's nothing but weapons.
I've got Soviet gas masks.
I used to wear it down to my studio.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was strange.
I needed it. That smell of patchouli.
Ladies and gentlemen,
another show that was not a show.
And have you noticed how calm I was today?
You're very calm.
I was keeping it calm.
You've taken a chill pill.
I'm trying because, like, okay, I'm having trouble sleeping.
Oh no,
I'm having
it's a guilt.
I'm having trouble sleeping. I'm just everything's happening. It's been a busy year, and the tension's up.
It's almost Christmas,
right? And some of the viewers pointed out that I'm.
You're cloning
so
yourself.
So I'm trying to bring it down a bit. I'm trying to make it a more intimate experience listening
to
this
show. Film The Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah.
You know when the guy tells a tale of a cellmate he had that actually committed the murder?
Yeah.
You've got that guy's energy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Calm.
No, he's not calm.
Oh.
Calm. You're like
my anxiety is.
You're
just...
like what's that film with Bruce Willis on the with Chris Rock in it? Not Chris Rock, Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
You've got Chris Tucker
Fifth
energy.
Element. I've got that energy. Yeah. Everyone says I have energy, and I thought that was a good thing.
We all have energy. Even a corpse has energy.
But I don't stop, and it tires everyone
it does
out.
Tire. Yeah, yeah.
So I've been trying to for this show. I'm trying on a new look.
Yeah.
Where I've just brought it down a bit.
You brought it down. Yeah, I like it.
And instead, there was a couple of things you said where I almost grabbed the mic.
Almost got annoyed.
But I went like that.
No.
Okay, that's interesting.
No.
I just went, right.
It's all tears of rain,
almost went,
man.
Stupid fucking.
Tears
but it's
rain.
In me. It's in me.
Uh-huh.
And I feel it.
Yeah.
But I'm keeping it calm.
Keeping it
visual. We'll see how it works out for me. See if it's
you're like that bridge. All it needs is a
just
fucking.
Yes.
Donk. That's what's going to happen.
Just someone saying to me in the city centre, are you still poor?
Are you still poor?
And I watched my hand hit him before I even realised it was doing it.
I read the saddest tweet ever. It was a guy and he said, I'm in my 40s now, he said, late 40s. And he says, I don't enjoy any of my comedies anymore I used to love. He says, because all the pathetic comic characters of the 90s, he says, they were far more successful than I am now. He's like The Office, and he says, yeah, that's really bleak.
Oh, that's
people
awful.
You laughed at because you thought your trajectory was going to see you surpass them.
Yeah.
But like The Office, he's like the regional manager of a paper company. But this guy says, I wish I was that. Because a lot of them own their own houses and stuff, and they're like,
oh, that's bleak.
It's really bleak.
So there's the way to end it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, patrons,
yeah,
countrymen. Oh,
oh, what,
Mark
what,
Sturton said we are the people's podcasters.
I liked it.
We are the people's podcasters.
How many sex chair he keeps tooting about.
His sex chair. This chair, this relationship with this chair that he has, I've been looking at it. It's not healthy.
He's fucking about with it all
you
the time.
You imagine, oh.
It's weird, isn't
it's going
it?
To be very.
Old Davros
we'll call
sat
it
there.
Crispy.
Oh God! Like Jesus. He's be, like the whole chair's been deep fried.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
exactly. It's still got the
watch,
grease on
watch,
it.
Watch the three body problem.
Is it good?
It's fucking. I'm loving it.
Oh right. Okay.
And they killed off a major character, and I'm like, yeah,
that's good. I like when they do that.
Yeah.
Ladies love and it. Gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed my new look. Calm.
Calm. Collected.
But twice there, I got annoyed, and I was ready to shout at you.
You did.
But did you see me grab the mic once?
No.
I went like that, and I was twisting this out of control. But it's
maybe
I'm shrinking
some,
the anxiety.
Maybe get you some Guatemalan worry dolls.
What do you do with them?
I've told you, you whisper your worries, put them under your pillow. The following day, it's all solved.
I have a feeling mines would commit suicide.
Yeah, you just go, cut, they're all hanging.
A wee tiny hat. Oh, look at the wee nooses. It's so cute. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time.
Laters. Ta-ra.